a continuation to it, whatever it is. And you may say and think what you want about religion, but when religion is what it should actually be, then it can be, and I would say is, the most important, healthy, unifying, nourishing factor in a society. But it stands and falls with the health of that religion. Because if religion becomes corrupt, and rather than being based on compassion and tolerance and love, that we should help each other, share, and it rather becomes controlled by greed and ambition and all of that, and which is actually strange that it can be of what's the word? Verakt, what's that? Anyway, look it up. Of other people not caring about the poor, not caring about those who are different, so on. It becomes a kind of elite there which only cares about themselves and so on. I mean, if one can avoid that. And I would say when it has turned into that, then that's the beginning of the downfall of that society. And if we are in a society not, you know, that is secular, we should despise and forecast that, I can't remember English word, that kind of religion, wherever it's found. And today we have enough evidence and examples to show us how that can happen and what is the result when it happens. It's always turning abusive one way or other.